There have been studies about 10 years ago in England where they found that a species that doesn't occur in the United States called the roach, which is a kind of a fish, what they were finding is males, when they looked at their gonads, had both ovary and testis material in them. That's called ovotestis. That's indication that they had been affected by something hormonal in their environment. And as it turns out, they were being affected primarily by the effluent from wastewater treatment plants.
There were various compounds, including estrogen, coming out of wastewater plants.
Compounds with estrogenic activity, including real estrogens. And since then, the first studies that I know of in the U.S. were around Washington, D.C., in the Potomac River. They collected largemouth bass and found ovotestes in the males.
Where is this coming from?
You're a female?
I am.
You excrete estrogens, both natural estrogens, the estrogens that are in birth control pills, females that are on estrogen replacement therapy. All of those end up in the wastewater stream. Most of it is removed, like 90%, but not 100%. And enough is getting through so that organisms living in the river below where that wastewater was released after treatment are being affected by it.
What are the ramifications of this? Fish are ingesting the estrogen, and we're seeing more intersexed fish.
Right.
What does that mean?
As far as effects on wildlife, it could affect their ability to reproduce, and therefore the populations could be in trouble. The other problem is downstream is probably an intake for somebody's drinking water.
And what would be the effect of that if people were consuming water that contained some level of estrogen?
On adults, probably nothing. The main concern is pregnant women and embryos, especially embryos at critical stages in their development, are exquisitely sensitive to low concentrations of the sex hormones. We don't really know how serious this is as a problem, but there's concern. We are still in the early stages of investigating how serious a problem this is and what the effects might be. We really don't know yet. We still need a lot of research, more surveying of more rivers to see how serious it is.
What's the climate right now for funding that kind of research?
10 years ago, the Environmental Protection Agency had a very active endocrine disruptor research program in their what's called Science to Achieve Results STAR program. In the Bush administration, that dwindled to nothing. So it's been recently very hard. And unfortunately, in Alabama, there is very little local money available for environmental kinds of studies. The Department of Environmental Management has very little money, and what they have, they pretty much keep internally.
Is there any signal that the Obama administration might be looking more seriously at these issues, and there might be a resurgence of funding, more towards the 10-year-ago mark?
I would hope so. And certainly attitudes have changed, but I have not seen a reappearance of endocrine disruption projects in their request for proposals. The problem of hormones in our environment is not just fish in rivers. Recent studies have shown that bisphenol A, which is a plasticizer with estrogenic activity, is found in plastics, including those that line tin cans, and also sometimes they're added to plastic baby bottles. And so Consumer Reports recently tested a bunch of canned foods and found detectable levels of bisphenol A in them. And again, effects on adults are probably negligible. The concern is primarily on little children and embryos in pregnant women.